My wife's so proud of me, so how can I tell her about the dead kid I saw laying on the side of the road? Then I go from being a hero to a monster.
Voices of Iraq veterans like this one, punctuated by graphic scenes of street battles and brutal interrogations of Iraqis, make this documentary difficult to watch. It includes interviews with the parents of one soldier who hung himself 4 months after he returned from Iraq, and descriptions of nightmares like this one that Lance Corporal Michael Hoffman deals with daily.
I see pictures of Iraqi children in hospital beds, just with their limbs shattered, metal rods sticking out of their arms to hold the bones together, and I just can't help but wonder, was it my unit that did this? Was I part of this?
Joe Baker of Spring Green came to see the movie. He says his father has only just begun treatment for PTSD 30 years after serving in Vietnam.
3 years ago, my mom died, and that was his medicine, and now she's gone, so now he's dealing with it now, but he dealt with it as soon as he got back, and but the video, it's really shows you what they're dealing with. It's really hits it on the spot.
The most recent study by the American Medical Association finds almost 20% of returning Iraq War veterans have symptoms of PTSD, and more than a third have sought psychiatric help. Julie Collison of the Madison Group Military Families for Peace says she plans to invite the families of deployed soldiers to her home this month to view the film. She hopes it helps them prepare for the return of their loved ones.
We need to do this. We need to do it for ourselves, and we need to do it for the people who have been more directly affected by this war.
Ground Truth's director, Patricia Folkrod, says she made the movie hoping to blow the yellow ribbons off the trees and encourage people to really wrap their arms around returning soldiers and their families and take responsibility for their suffering. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.